What's up, gamers?
Today we're gonna be
talking about some old video games.
I don't think we're gonna be able to do that. What's up, gamers?
Just keep it. Keep it. Okay. Today I've heard from the actual people who are on this podcast, Aiden Reed,
Roman Powell,
and Roman, that we're gonna be doing old video games that are like really nostalgic to us, but impacted us.
Did you introduce your name?
I'm the guest.
The anonymous guest.
Yeah, Sophie's our guest again.
Just cut out my name.
We're going to talk about nostalgia and possibly other things if we have time.
We're going to beat the nostalgia critics.
Yeah. So let's do that. So, tell me, Sophie.
What are you laughing at?
What kind of video games did you play as a child?
All right. I was raised on PS3 and Xbox. Stop looking at me like I can't help it. Sorry, I was raised on Xbox 360 and PS3.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the games I played were like my dad's games. There was a lot of Skyrim, Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was just one game I liked to play a lot. It was like the Sonic. Or like Sega, there was just a bunch of games in it. Like Flicka, or...
What's Flicka?
It's... You're a bird, and you had to get your little chicks. And cats were, like, chasing you. That was the entire game.
That's really cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
This is awesome.
What other games did you play as a kid?
I used to try and play Call of Duty Black Ops.
Did you get scared by the aliens or by the zombies?
I got scared by the zombie. Whoa. I got scared by the zombie mode.
Tumor's fall?
Were there aliens in Call of Duty?
No, it's Call of Duty Ghosts.
Oh.
It was just ghosts? The zombie mode. I'd get scared when all the demon dogs would come out and I'd got like nightmares.
That is scary.
You get scared of the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of dogs.
Dogs in video games are kind of crazy.
What if dogs barked? What if? That's awesome.
Another game that I like. I never played any of the COD games, but I did play Minecraft as a kid. It was one of my first games I played as a kid.
I've never heard of that game.
Me neither.
Ever.
You know, the first time I played Minecraft, it was really bad. Because I was a really stupid kid. I tried to build a house out of sand, and it wouldn't work because it kept falling on me. And so I tried to make it longer to make the sand stay. So I just had a really long hallway in like a brick as a house.
Did you ever play the off-brand Minecraft games? Because you couldn't.
Yeah, I played Survivalcraft a lot as a kid. Yeah, that one was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can only play it one time.
They had lions.
There was one called Monstercraft I always used to play. It was really cool.
I never heard of that one. What's that one?
It's like you build a monster. For
oh
like
my
an
gosh!
Element. Yeah,
I remember, yeah, playing remember the game. That? I didn't know how to get the monsters to like fight or like mm-hmm. do anything. They were just in their little cells. Was that where they?
Yeah, They were actually in like little jail cells.
Literally.
It's like such a desolate room with
you
like a little nest
a
on
memory.
It. There was like a little nest in there, and you had your little monster that you built because you could build the monster. You could like play with it. You could throw a ball around the room that would like bounce everywhere. And the game was really horrible.
Oh.
I watched a review on it recently. Excuse me. And they were talking about how after a certain point you just can't play the game because it just becomes it becomes too unbalanced.
Really?
And I thought that was really funny.
Oh, that's silly.
What was your first like gaming device?
Actual gaming thing?
Well, no, I'm saying like mine was a Kindle Fire. Not an actual
Nintendo Wii.
Oh, mine.
Ooh, that's
mine.
True.
I think either my. Yeah, mine was a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
We're talking mobile devices. I had a Curio tablet. Some people listening might not know what that is. You guys probably don't know what it is either. It was meant like for a child safe tablet. I couldn't access the internet, but there was a parent thing
mm-hmm.
that could. So I just logged onto the parent thing. And just played all my games on it.
Fair.
And I just watched YouTube all day. Watched a lot of Minecraft Let's Plays.
Because mine was a Wii, but it was my, like, grandparents' one in their basement, and I always played Pokemon Party. Or, no, Pac-Man? No.
Mario Party.
No. Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
I think it was Pac-Man.
Park-Man.
Because I was always the Abominable Snowman.
I'm sorry?
There was, like, a bunch of characters you could pick. That's about it.
I don't think I've ever heard of an Abominable Snowman in Pac-Man.
I didn't really have many games on my Wii. I had Mario 64, which I played a lot, but I never knew how to play. I had Donkey Kong Country, which I played a lot.
Such a good game.
That's a really fun game. Even as a kid, I was okay at it. Oh my gosh, yes, you were talking about Pac-Man.
You're talking about the weird Yeti.
Pac-Man Party.
Pac-Man.
Dude. So you have a controller, and you gotta spin the spaghetti on your fork.
What?
That's just one of the games I ever played.
What did you just say to
me? I thought it was like a fighting game or something.
Yeah, it is. There's this big, giant teddy bear at the very end that you gotta attack.
You know, I don't think Cooking Mama has a fighting style.
What does spaghetti have to do with it?
Hmm?
I used to spaghetti about...
I don't know. There was also one about, like, jumping on ice blocks.
Okay, so it was just, like, WarioWare.
It's just little games, side games.
Yeah, so it was just WarioWare.
Or the bear at the end. It's like a board game setup.
I used to play Cooking Mama a lot.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's you don't know what Cooking Mama is.
I've never heard of Cooking Mama.
Oh, my God. How do you not know what Cooking Mama is? So it's like a cooking game where you can cook different recipes. I used to really like making the popcorn because it looked really good and it took like 2 steps. A lot of them require like a lot of steps. Like, I think there's an omurice one and I always used to mess that one up because the sushi, like the little seaweed that you had to fold up was really weird and it wouldn't let me like flick the Wii remote upwards to actually fold the omurice. And it was really bad.
Glorified Papa's Pizzeria.
There's another one where you can make, like, balls of... I don't know what they were, but you can, like, put them in, like, flour or brown juice.
Dumpling.
They weren't dumpling, but, like, donut. You put them in the juice and, like, you kind of went...
Meatballs.
Like, you flip them around in the dough and the sugar and whatever. And I like the noises it made.
Like the donut sounds.
Like the donut.
Taco Bell's, Cinnamon.
Taco Bell's hiring.
Balls.
You guys know Taco Bell hiring?
Cinnabons? There we go.
Should apply for Taco Bell right now.
Oh, you don't have a job.
I also can't drive.
Yeah, he can't leave the state.
Yet. I don't have car working yet. The car works.
You should
turn
it on. You should try turning it on.
Unemployed.
You should try driving it.
Yeah, you should try driving it. It's that easy.
It's a stick shift. It's going to take some time to learn. Anywho, Mario Galaxy is another game that I played on the Wii.
Mario Galaxy.
I never understood it.
Unironically, is the best game that I've ever played in my life.
I could never understand it.
I finished it, and I felt so accomplished when I got to play with the Red Star, and I get to fly around the entire observatory. Oh my God, I felt like the man.
I've never beaten it before.
Oh, so cool.
It's actually why my Wii got killed. I ended up leaving a Rayman disc in the Wii, and then I put Mario Galaxy in, too. And then I couldn't play my Wii anymore, because it messed up.
I got... That reminded me... It reminded me of something I did when I was 5. I had a big box CRT TV thing that weighs, 3,000 pounds. and when I was 5, I spilt... Like, I purposely spilt milk into the vents. I used to pour milk down it, a lot, to the point where there was mold growing on it.
Oh my God.
And I kept doing it until my dad realized that my room smelled like sweaty garbage and milk. So he moved behind my TV and saw mold behind
That's
it. And
disgusting.
He was like, man, I gotta throw out this 4,000-pound TV. I remember me doing it, actually. I was watching Little Einsteins.
Mm-hmm.
And I put milk in my mouth and like, you know when you put water in your mouth and you kind of, like, spray it out like a sprinkler? I did that with the milk inside the vent of the TV.
You didn't have to tell so much about the story.
You were a destructive child.
I kind of, like, zoned out when I spoke right there. I let my brain speak. I didn't think.
You were a very destructive child. I was a very gross child.
I had a story similar to that.
Oh boy.
What'd you do?
Did you spill milk on your TV?
No, I made myself a PB&J and, like, put it under my bed because I was like, okay, next time I get grounded and I am not allowed to, I have to go to bed before eating, like, I can't eat dinner, you know what I mean? Because I used to be grounded and be like, go to bed, no dinner for you. I was like, I'm going to be prepared. So I put a little PB&J underneath my bed and then, like, months went by.
I thought you were going to say, when I get grounded and I'm not allowed to have food.
There was just ants all over it. I got grounded.
No. I still ate it though.
Without so dinner.
I ate a PB and ant sandwich.
A show? Have you guys watched it? I watched Ren and Stimpy all the time as a kid. I had it on DVD.
Yeah. I love Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy is so good, but the creator sucks. He's such a bad person.
He gives off the same vibes as Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh my god, yeah. I love Courage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but a little Courage in his mask.
But not in a desert.
I like when Courage gets hurt, he laughs. Yeah, whenever he gets hurt, he just laughs. There's a scene where he's falling down the stairs and, like, a door's, like, through him. And he just laughs when he gets to the bottom. He has, like, a black eye. His, like, teeth are falling out. He's going, oh!
That's terrible.
I never watched much Courage. I watched a few episodes. I watched the slab episode, and I don't remember.
Oh, the slab, such a good episode. The
don't remember.
The return the slab.
I do remember one really well. It was like some green slime.
And don't talk about the Nickelodeon
gack.
Had a
giant foot.
You remember when Nickelodeon was all about slime?
Yeah.
I missed that. Yeah, it's not about slime anymore.
Why was that their thing?
They changed it. No, I'm not. They don't do the Nickelodeon Awards anymore, where they dunk the people in slime. I miss when they used to do that. Oh, yeah, they did. They did. And Andrew's in the room with us right now, and he mentioned, what was it? Was it Super Bowl that they did that? Yeah, Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, they did a collab with Nickelodeon.
Collab?
Who?
A collab. The Super Bowl did a Nickelodeon collab.
The Super Bowl did a collab?
Yeah. Oh, and they slimed the football field, but there wasn't slime, but it was fake. And it looked really sad. Oh. A lot of the things I see from, like, that the Nickelodeon Super Bowl thing just looks so sad.
Are you alluding to the fact that there's real slime?
There was real slime in the Nickelodeon Choice Awards.
What was it made of?
Slime?
Oh my goodness.
They used to open boxes and slime used to shoot out of them. Or, like, when they were reading out the Choice Awards for them, they used to get dunked in slime.
Yeah.
I miss when that happened.
I never saw any of those, but I remember seeing clips of people getting dunked.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Wasn't Markiplier on one of them?
I really hope he was.
I'm, like, pretty sure Markiplier was on one of them.
Yeah, he went booper dooper.
He did do that. He did. That was so cool.
Well, we're running very long on time, so we might have to wrap it up for part four of this. Part three of this group project. Sophie.
Nah, it's like what? 10 minutes.
What?
We're gonna keep roping you back in this.
Yeah, we got more to talk about.
We're gonna talk more about slime.
Mm-mm.
We're gonna rebrand our podcast to Slime Time.
No borax, no glue.
Can we rebrand?
Can we watch a movie and come back to talk about that movie?
Yeah.
Can that movie be Kung Fu Panda 4? Do we all know we can watch it illegally real quick?
Well, I don't know how we're gonna see that.
Yeah, just look up illegal website, insert Kung Fu Panda 4.
We can't say that. Mm-hmm. We can't say that. Just for the law, we can't say that.
Just for in Minecraft, we're gonna do that in a GTA game
in video games.
It's just a prank. In a
Gmod lobby.
Anyway, so
guys,
that's
I actually
been
recorded the movie Kung Fu Panda 4 when I was at the movie theater. I'll just show it to you guys.
No.
In Minecraft.
In Minecraft. In a video game. Okay, so that's all we have for today on the Outcast Odyssey. I've been Aiden Reed.
I've been Mr. Slime Roman Powell.
And Sophia,
Sophia.
Look at my YouTube video, Kung Fu Panda 4, full movie.
Kung Fu Panda, angry reviewer watches Kung Fu Panda.
And Sophia Lawrence.
And Sophia Lawrence.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.